Are schools working? We are born into a world that has schools, and we assume they are really, really good for us. But they are not quite there yet. They are only slightly better than actually not having any education at all. To be proper, and not to seem crazy, people say that schools stifle creativity. One brilliant person goes on to say that they kill creativity. But the truth is, standardized education prevents creativity. And that is not even considering tolerance of bullies and drugs that lift the school's collective GPA. Historically speaking, which is always a good start, schools are supposed to promote uniformity, discipline, and skills for an industrial economy. But you see, that's already bad enough. Creating workers is not about education, but indoctrination. Education is about flourishing. Creating workers is about boxing people up and shipping them off for a lifelong career or duty. Things get worse from here. As mass education had to streamline the already broken system. Schools get bigger. There were more kids to process. On top of that, things get even worse. Early, I dare say, uneducated psychologists evaluated only outcomes. A human being is an ecosystem of dreams and ideas, to say the least, that absolutely requires great health. Merely looking at outcomes is idiotic. On top of that, to make education more efficient and easier to evaluate, schools were further broken by the needs of none other than the politicians. You know, those people that lie about their campaign promises and have enough wealth squandered away to sit on election carousels for long enough to get eventually picked. Standardized testing of already broken standardized education, we can't really call it education anymore, is a laughable idea, much like a child's fantasy. You can't standardize testing of a standardized education system, because both of those things are purely made up fantasy. Any progress that is being made is really all about this incredible brilliance of every human being connecting the dots on their own. It gets even worse. Industries can influence what is being taught. Yeah, the wrong programming languages are being taught. Even the wrong operating systems are being used. And you know what? Let's face it, for the purpose of making a lifelong customer, this is incredibly unethical, further causing great waves of harm. Imagine teaching someone the wrong tool to use. Ugh. And as the world became more connected, even the dumb idea of standardized testing got all out of shape, because now standardized testing was uniformly applied across all cultures and levels of development, which is a ridiculous idea. Standardized education doesn't work. Standardized testing doesn't work. You can't use that to evaluate anything in the real world. You see, standardized education is a system of errors, of great misunderstandings, and of moving a lot of government money. It has no consideration for the individual, for the very thing that it was meant to teach. It only considers the masses and the outcomes. In the process, preventing individual growth, preventing the growing up of a person, because it doesn't consider who they really are. You may remember from school how everything often seemed disconnected and felt like you were jumping all over the place. That also means grades consider little parts of random bits from textbooks. They don't really measure knowledge at all. We are all unique. Even twins have unique interests. Schools and grades cannot help but to ignore individual interests and strengths. Wow. They push the students towards the same broken goal in a broken system of misunderstandings. Pass the finals, keep your GPA up high. This is a broken idea and a terrible fantasy of education. On top of almost countless layers of broken and incomplete ideas and hopes and aims. Competition among students will further devastate their uniqueness, pushing students away from who they really are. The overall structure of this system of mistakes will cause impenetrable networks of broken ideas that can only paint false pictures of the world, and does cause stress and doubt and actual mental health problems. You are taking tests that don't work in schools that don't teach, and you are freaking out about it. Yeah, that's mental issues right there. The incompetence and noise of it all will actually prevent normal development of real skills that are unique to every person, and push people to lie and pretend. Just look how well it is established that everyone lies or exaggerates on their resume. What the heck is that about? Look how companies looking for real talent need multiple interviews, whiteboards, and often, maybe all of them, all the time, resort to trickery. How in many companies, a manager may utter the following with a straight face. Forget everything you've learned in college. Wow. Wow. What a crazy thing to say is that? That should cause laughter. That should make the person walk the heck out of there. Instead, that actually paints the manager as someone who is wise, someone who has real knowledge. That's ridiculous. We are all, ultimately, in search of meaning and hope to leave a legacy as we get older. And schools actually push us away from developing our own unique personal skills that enable the search for meaning, and the ability to leave a legacy. Yikes. That is not good. As a human being on planet Earth, as an Earthling, you need to listen or read at least thousands of non-fiction books, both to inherit wisdom, you know, catch up with the world, and then inherit the culture of great beings, right? We can all agree that great beings show the real, the true human culture, or superculture, if you like. They have it figured out. They have traveled great distances and made meaningful contributions. Books worth reading. But some of us only read a few books. And those titles have little wisdom and often just show the worst of humanity. It is a rare book that shows the beauty of human greatness, the beauty of the human mind, the unique flourishing of an individual, the rise, the growing all the way up until they became a great being. And in a way that shows this is our duty and responsibility to each other. Education can't be standardized. It gets in the way of that individual growth. It may be that today's standardized education, the schools that we know, are more of a fungus than a great achievement. Real education, the inheritance of wisdom from precious non-fiction books written by great and clear-thinking beings, is not optional. It never was. We all need those thousands of books. If you hurry, which you shouldn't, and if you are extremely lucky, listening to almost 1,000 books will only take you 3 years. This needs to be done. You need this. You need to hear hundreds of great beings present their most valuable ideas and just show you what a beautiful mind is like. How could you not want this? How could you not need it? How could you discard these grown-ups? Where we all know that we have to grow all the way up to be an adult, to be complete and full. We need it. There is no other thing that we can say on the subject. And as you look at their greatest ideas, their culture will come along with them. In fact, you will enter the culture of greatness by hoping to learn their wisdom. It's an incredible thing. We are story listeners and storytellers, and we lock the best we got in books. And I think the best way to consume a book is to hear it while you are hiking in some beautiful area of the world. You are an extraordinary being. We are each an unbelievably intelligent creature. And you deserve to begin your life at the highest of intellectual heights that have ever been reached by a human being. Here you get to begin your life and begin a new path, right where all the great beings left off. Real education is what actually makes us who we are meant to become. It helps us leap over our own personal limits and inherit from other beings. Go to the library and begin listening to all the non-fiction written by clear thinkers. Get your taste of wisdom and this incredible culture of greatness. Perhaps begin by listening to the great adventure books. People exploring, hiking, sailing, and sharing their most beautiful thoughts in the most beautiful parts of their lives.